We see that like Sabhanatam God, although very belongs to a very aristocratic rich family like Rupa Sanatan also, both of them having a very opulent life before coming to Mahaprabhu's center, ministers in the Royal Assembly of the King of Bengal. After coming to Mahaprabhu, they are staying under one tree on one night and perform their bhajan. This is renunciation. We are performing bhakti, and we don't have to renounce anything, because when person progresses in bhakti, automatically renunciation will develop in if bhakti arises, automatically renunciation will also come, fall away. We don't have to try separately for renunciation. We need what? Take bhakti. Bhakti is all you try to life and character, and the character and life we see that we see. Prabhupada Prasanna Sri Goswami Thakur. That he is a persistent, educated and aristocratic family. And works of Bhavani Maharaj, if we consider our materialistic vision, though it is not proper to, consider material by materialistic point, materialistic view, but according to materialistic view, he had no material degree at the institute or college. But on the heart of bhakti, he was a very high devotee. Because of this, he had all the qualities in him. He was well versed in all the. That's why he was completely surrendered to the lotus feet of Bhagavan. And in his life character, we see in Navadvip one scholarly person who is chanting Srimad Bhagavatam, making discourses on Bhagavatam. He went to Gaurdas Babaji Maharaj to hear Bhagavatam from him. He went to him, he heard, but he is defining in a different way. When Gaurdas Babaji Maharaj hears this, he says that, oh, what you are speaking, you are not defining the shloka properly. Oh, he is not an educated person, but now how come he is commenting on what I am speaking? In Devanand Gauriamath, when I was, disciple Prabhu was saying that Param Guru, this disciple, that he absolutely did not know anything. He was not educated. But in Gaudiya Gita Gosh, all the prayers he remembered from Gaudiya Gita Gosh. If whatever I was asked, he was able to answer it immediately. Why was this possible? Because he had complete faith in the Lord and his Lord's feet. He was an exalted devotee. He is personification of renunciation. One time, we hear that how he was staying in a toilet, and he was staying in the toilet, and there were many officers who used to come to him and tell that, Babaji Maharaj, we can make a separate toilet for you, a separate hut for you, Bhajan Kuti. But we know that he would not listen to anybody. Also, there were many people used to come to him, and, oh, please, merciful on us. Yes, I will give you mercy, he would reply. You take shelter of, if you take my shelter, then you perform bhajan. This is my mercy. What, oh, this mercy we don't need. What mercy we need? We need, what is the aim of, what we mean by Bhagavad Bhajan? That our life, material life should be good, our wealth should, our business should run properly. No, this is not Bhagavan's mercy. No, we know some people say we don't need such mercy of Bhagavan. If Bhagavan will start giving us mercy, we will run away from bhakti, whatever we are doing, that also will be left. Guru Maharaj is saying that we have to consider the qualification of the person and what, how to take shelter of Gurudev and Guru work. Unconditional surrender is needed. And hear from them Harikatha, and not that we will enjoy, eat nicely, sleep nicely, and one time there was an invitation from another temple about Bhagavata. You must go. Oh, you want to take Sadhu Sangh? He replied. There are only two places. Gorkhanoji says that Sadhu is a possessionless person who has no possession, and person who is humble, who is residing and adopted very humble means of living. Such a person is humble, a devotee. Not that he will have very opulent facilities, and he calls himself a devotee. Now, Gorkhanoji agrees that, okay, I will come to your residence, place of residence. But if I come to your home and I will see your material opulent facilities, I will develop greed in that, oh, I should also have such home, I should also have such facilities. And then all the nishkanchan bhajan what I am performing, this bhajan which I am performing without any position, will be destroyed. Another time, he was invited. He was invited in some place, and when he was served food, he had some neem leaves in his pocket or bag, and he just crushed the dry neem leaves and spread all over all the preparations. Rupa Goswami Pada is saying, Vashoga Manasa Krodha Vegam, Udhar Upasya Vegam, Ekan Vegam, Yo Vishya Dheera, Karam Ophimam, Shishya. Vasho Vegam, control your tongue, how to control the tongue. He's saying, what means the control of tongue, control of speech, by chanting continually the names of the Lord. to purify our tongue by any other method will not be possible. Only by bhakti sadhan we can purify our tongue. Not that just by cleaning the tongue physically will get any purification. If I eat nice food and I develop greed towards them, that's why he mix steam leaves with these so that destroy all the good taste, cover the good taste of the preparation. But we are trying to enjoy our senses. How can we perform our bhajan if we are trying to enjoy our senses? Unless Mahaprabhu does not give us mercy, we will not be able to perform our bhajan. The character and life of Lord Shri Gauri Maharaj, we say that how we perform bhajan in Navadvip and he had nothing in his possession, no arrangements for his eating, sleeping, no transportation arrangements. His life and idol, in his idol life, we see that how he was such a renounced person. That's so that we will be able to perform our bhakti, so that don't waste time in other things to maintain your life. We will pray at his lotus feet. There is one kirtan. Don't waste time in anything. Oh, I should not waste my time in materialistic activities. Today it is disappearance day. I pray at his lotus feet that may he be merciful and may we be able to also learn relaxation and bhakti from him. Under the guidance of Vaishnavas only we can progress in bhakti. One sakalpata. Vaishnava Maharaj will speak.
Many years of his play, when he was a puppet, his activities also included a great deal of personal instruction, and we can learn by that. He was very concerned to emphasize to everyone the absolute necessity of association with sadhus, perfect vaishnavas, freedom from hypocrisy and duplicity, and avoidance under all circumstances of worldly-minded people and the good. And in his personal conduct in dealing with others, he was extremely strict. This may cause us some bewilderment, because when we look at the behavior of some of our acharyas, when we look at the behavior of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he was very liberal, and he encouraged everyone at any stage of their development of bhaktis, and did not chastise so much. He set the highest example, but he was very liberal. And his goal as well, Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, was very liberal. Our own Srila Vrindavan, in his worldwide preaching, he's very liberal. So how do we reconcile that with the very strict behavior, which will be revealed in some of his stories, the uncompromising standard imposed by Srila Vrindavan and Babaji Raj? Because each acharya, each pure devotee, in his own way, is preaching according to the eligibility and the meaning of the situation. And his position was when he was setting this incredibly high standard for our education. And this standard, even though we see the behavior or the preaching of Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati, elements of extreme liberality and generosity, also in his personal conduct and behavior, he reflected that same strictness that was in his rule to the Lord Vishwanath Bhaktivedanta. And also in the personal conduct and behavior of Prabhupada, we see that same uncompromising renunciation. One time, just to illustrate this, there was a king, maybe King Manikra Chandra, spread name of the king, living outside of the Mountain Imperial, and he was having a large Vaishnava conference. And he invited Babaji Maharaj to please come and be one of the special speakers. So the Lord Vishwanath of Babaji Maharaj shares the invitation that, oh, my dear king, if you want my association, then you should leave your palace, leave your ministers, leave all your wealth, and you come to the mass of the Dharma with me. Live in a small hut, engage in Harinam, and have no worry for your maintenance. If you come by the strength of your bhajan, I will be forced to come and give you my association from above, and I will personally maintain you. But if I were to go to your palace, what would happen to me? I would become your competitor. By association, I would also want materialistic things. I would want wealth, and I would compete with you. So I don't want that. I will never go there. Rather, you should come here. And this theme is very similar. It's like Mahaprabhu and Maharaj Pratiparutra. Mahaprabhu would never meet with Maharaj Pratiparutra as the king. The only way Maharaj Pratiparutra was able to gain the grace of association with Mahaprabhu was when he took the humble position of a sweeper, or when he just in very simple form and let Maharaj get the change of Mahaprabhu in the park later and humbly massage the feet and recite the beautiful verses from Gopi Ghi and other primary human bodies. If we want the mercy of a pure devotee, we must divest ourselves of all worldly abhimans, that I have skin, that I have wealth, but all of our attachments. He was very strict on this. One time, one boy came to him, and he said, oh, Babaji, I want to learn how to serve Krishna and you. And he said, yes, if you want that, you come with me. You come to my place. You renounce all of your worldly association, non-Vaishnava association, you come and live with me. We will eat by your lifeguard, and we will clothe ourselves from the cavern bodies that were previously used to cover corpses. We will drink the water of the gutter, and this way we'll be very careful. Boys engineer, singer, a professional, the guy was non-dots. And he's not in a very melodious, spiteful way. When he did a job, he began to secretly associate with this person against the orders of Later, he was associating, he didn't get the parents to collect them. And after some time, Bhakti Maharaj noticed that this boy was singing, heard him singing Vaishnava Bhajan and other Guru Vaishnava Bhajans, and he said, oh, now we've got to get the association of these Ramdas. I don't approve. And I said, Bhakti Maharaj, how can you tell? That I can detect the mood of this Bhajan and the style of the kirtan. Now, he's taking association of living verses and he's learning only hypocrisy. Very soon he will leave and he will look to take the dress of an ascetic and for what we name his name. Not long after that, the boy left without permission, waiting for him, and then about a month or two later he came back. When he came back, he was dressed in ascetic dress, but very stylized ascetic dress. You know, it's just the mother's like that. Nice cloth, very proper, and he was attracting her followers. He came before Bhakti Maharaj in the presence of a local mahant, or priest of a nearby temple. And the mahant said, oh, Bhakti Maharaj, this disciple of yours, he's come to return to you. He's been in Puri. He said, Sri Haridas Thakur. He chants Haridas constantly. And now he's performing bhajan on the level of some Danish devotion. He's a Radha than a Vaishnava. And everybody worships his feet. Bhakti Maharaj rejected him. He said, this is certainly the croaking of frogs. This is not Hari Kaka, this is not Hari Bhajan. And soon the snake of low desire will devour that frog. And he rejected this person because of his nature. And he said that now he's taking this stress only for the purpose of getting good food and getting the praise and admiration of others. This is not a premise. He's only learning hypocrisy. So, in this way, Srila Gaurava Chandra Swami Maharaj, through his actions and through his dealings with those that came to him, was very strict, and set the highest example of what is true Vaishnavism and what is materialistic imitation. And he would not bear any of the materialistic imitation. And he struck it very vigorously and very firmly against Vaishnavism.
हिंदी में उन्होंने बदला
अनोगतिसुराय तत्कालवैराग्यमूर्तये विक्रमसाम्भूते पदाम्बुजान्वयते नमः Today is Uthani Ekadashi, which is our Gaudiya Sampradaya. Shri Vaishnava Swami Maharaj, this appearance day also, one of the prominent acharyas in our Gaudiya Sampradaya. Many devotees have offered their Shraddha Pushpanjali and their hearts. Three points that his Lotus Feet they have offered. His worship, we hear in his worship that he is Sakshat Vairagya Murti, personification of renunciation, and also Vipralam Bhavaji Maharaj, whose life itself is complete of severe austerities. There are two types of Vaishnavas that we see generally. When we came in Martin Luther, we saw two things in the behavior of the Vaishnavas. one Goshanandi, one by Vivekanandi. On the west side, the Goshanandi, they are with differentiation, they are performing bhajan with differentiation. And often difference, many people may practice, but for some days it works, it practice, not for long, but one person who becomes a Ravi, he becomes absorbed in Krishna's fame, Anurag, then he can pronounce, and then that is a saying and creation. Like, you're speaking, Dr. Vali Maharaj is on the chanting, your name, he would speak like this, Radhe Radhe, he would sing like this. So Radhe Ji had deep Krishna and Anurag. He has shown in his life the idea of bhajan towards Radhe Ji. The more Anurag you have towards the divine couple, the more innocence you develop. This is called Yukta Vairagya. There is no contact with the material object. Whatever is favorable for worship of Hari, if you reject that, not calling as material, that is also a fault. And Srila Gosvami Swami Maharaj, in his life, we see that Kirtan and his saying that please take this year's sung this Kirtan, clean this place, drink powder and clean this. You are not chanting God's name. This is so he's chanting God, he's chanting these names, but his mind is what he's saying. Ta-ta-ta-ta means ta-ta-ta-ta, rupee. He's just chanting, thinking, he's just worried about the money that he will collect through this kirtan. He's not prepared to perform Krishna bhajan, neither is he coming to teach or anything to someone. Like this Goswami Babaji Maharaj sometimes would show such significant prosperity that he would even need straw. Excellent also, maybe some insects are there, warm, but still he would just eat that. Sometimes he would take the mud of the Ganga, such and like this, also we see in his life, some women would come to him and say, Baba, what prasad you have, there up, you have hanging by the nail in the wall, don't eat that. There's a snake climb near that prasad. And he ate that very prasad, says away this lady, everything is possible for him, but somebody other behaves like this, 2-3 days he will survive. So, there when Harikatha of the Dev or Vaishnavas is going on, Bhagavata is described, Bhagavan Krishna himself is saying to the changing persons in Kurukshetra, with this word. Guru Maharaj, again and again, he repeats this. He would repeat the slope wherever he was preaching. He would preach, he would chant the slope. What is the meaning of this slope? People adopt many ways to perform sadhana bhajan. Some take bath in different places. They are performing parikram. They are wandering there, here, in what place. But they don't have interest in hearing Harikatha from the same person. Yes, it might purify their act. They will perform parikram, they will give something in charity. Will he not become purified? Yes, he will become purified. Somebody is worshipping the deity. He may become, he will become purified, it will take a long, long time. Just by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, everything is attained. Nothing remains. People do not understand this such thing. That's why people run on the other side. Get into the shelter of Sadhu Bhajans to disturb them. They don't have interest in this. And it becomes difficult for them. That's why Srila Vasudeva Babaji Maharaj, in his life, it is seen as complete renunciation. It's an ocean of Vipalambara. It's the operation of Radha and fish, this rust, this nectar. He was tasting this, always absorbed in this ocean of separation. Of Radha and Krishna, deep eagerness and deep eagerness to serve Radha and Krishna. He is shown the Supra Lambaras, the Boksa of Savi Maharaj. One night, in deep midnight, he is chanting Durga Path, praise to Durga. He was not able to see through his eyes. In that time also, he crossed the Ganges and to meet when Srila Prabhupada heard it, he said, oh, how did you arrive here? Who brought you here? Oh, there is some blackish boy. He took me by the hand and made me cross this river. Oh, I understand. I understand. Srila Prabhupada, these are not ordinary people. They are anything as the perfected souls. That the Lord himself will take him by hand and make cross the river and they be ordinary persons. That's what Sri Rupa Swami Pad said. Such great soul in their life and their lifestyle, their external activities, very difficult to understand. For ordinary people, nobody can understand, nobody can think also. Thank you. Srila Jagannath Swamiji, one more Babaji was there, Bhaktidas Babaji, was also a perfect teacher. One time, one principal who was used to teach us Sanskrit, he was saying, oh, we have also seen with our own eyes. Serving God in his eyes, if he has taken away the plate, he would also use very abusive words. So like these perfect words, very difficult to understand their external activity. And they're directly speaking to the deity. It's very difficult to understand what they're speaking to. Such great soul. One time he wore very nice opulent clothes and reached Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur is wondering and asked him, why are you wearing such opulent clothes for today? Oh, I hear that many people, they denounce order and denounce clothes, how clothes they're wearing, and they're still having a session of women and having so other illicit activities in their life. So it's better to adopt such dress. So to understand their activities, it's very difficult. Since morning we have been here in Sanayi Harikatha. Dr. Saraji Maharaj absorbed in the Vipralambaras of Radha and Krishna, a congregation of Vipralambaras. He has accepted these moods. The gesture of these moods, I pay my respect and glorious feet. English.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This by the Lord Jesus, my teacher, through my interview for Mr. Vasudev, the speech, my Sukhavira, the Tani Maharaj, the Lord, and people of the Tatana, the Ram, the Lord Jesus, my instruction, and the Lord, and all the Vishnu, my Vasudev, the speech, my Sukhavira, the Lord, and all the Vaishnava, the Lord, 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 the Vaishnava, the Lord
and also by absorbing ourselves in separation.
from the general favor of the Lord.
Qualified.
For me, I have no scholarly knowledge. I don't have no knowledge. But again and again, they would come to him. Just like Nathana Thakur to Lokanath Goswami, he went, and he was rejected by him. But Lokanath Goswami was satisfied with Nathana Thakur's service. And then, similarly, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktiya Sarasvati Prabhupada, he praying at his Lord's feet. He went to him for 7 days, but after 7 days, when his prayers, he did no results, and he left eating that if I don't get intercession by him, then I will leave my body. Then his father, Shlavakana Thakur, put a request at his Lord's feet that my son will not be able to maintain his life if you reject him. This is the way to adopt a guru. By this pastime of Shla Nasarabhi Prabhupada, and how he did not accept any water also. He left drinking water also. That time, one time he was speaking Hari Katha, and if he did not give initiation to this child, then this child will not survive much longer. Okay, he said, I will take order from God Nitai. If they instruct me, then I will give him initiation. Then, next day when he came, he asked, oh, did you ask them? He said, oh, I forgot. He replied. The next day, again, Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked, did Bhagavisha, God Nitai, did they instruct you? Yes, they did. I will now give him initiation. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj, he gave him Diksha Mantra and accepted as his disciple. This astonishing pastime of the second initiation we have heard and seen that he is a benediction from God's love of the world. Said Bhaktivinoda Prabhupada, how will I preach? Later he is thinking, how will I preach? I don't have any qualifications. That time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself came to him in a dream and said, a disciple is like a soul animal, just like an animal soul, and the buyer is the owner of this animal. Similarly, a disciple also would sell himself to Gurudev, completely surrender at Gurudev's feet. Everything he should surrender. No relation of this body he should have any. He should not keep any relations with the father, mother, relatives, etc. All mother, father, relatives, brother, sister is your father, your guru now. Because he is the giver of Krishna Prema Bhakti. Like this, if a jiva surrenders completely at the feet of Gurudev, also Param Gurudev's pastime also that how he went to him and he was promised by Srila Gaurakshal Swami Maharaj that if you recall your surrender at your Gurudev's feet, I promise you that no obstacle will disturb you. the disciple-guru relationship, the ideal guru and disciple relationship. How to accept a disciple and how to accept a guru by this past time. That is a big mistake, big fault. Everything can be used in service of the Lord. Every single money can be used in the service of the Lord. Internally, you should have differentiation and the way he was residing at the banks of the river Ganga. And he would just take the mud from the banks of the Ganga and he would eat this. If you would feel hungry. One time, Babaji Maharaj, at the time of Madhukari, he went to some place. There was some bitter old lady. She saw that how there was a poisonous snake, which had climbed. He had gone to taking a bath. The widow lady saw a snake climb in his bag of Madhukari. And she came back, oh, don't eat this. Because the snake went inside and it has maybe left poison. You do not accept this. He took a stick and he wanted to eat this. Hit this lady. Your poison in you is more than the poison of the snake. Why? Because if I eat the remnants of the snake, my living well life will be destroyed. But if I am affiliated with a female, then my so many lives will be destroyed. How many lives? I will not be able to perform bhakti. Very clearly, the evidence is present in the chakra that a position.
Yoko.
The way a person that is distressed in this world by the association for a female, a male association, for a male, female association, nothing in this life destroys certain people like that. Position on the opposite sex. If you want to progress in spiritual life, you should have your position on the opposite sex. It is also described by the apostles of Raghunath Das Chakravarti how to adopt the renounced order. Now, nowadays you see so many deviations from the actual car. And there are only two things need for Swami Bhajan. One is greed and one is enthusiasm. And only by these two, only by these two qualities, a person can progress in bhakti. One speaker earlier said that how he would discuss Premamayi Radha Radha, he would keep on discussing. The way Raghunath Das Goswami, the way Raghunath Das Goswami used to perform his bhajan, similar bhajan we see in the life of Shila Gosar Bali Maharaj also. If a person doesn't have greed or enthusiasm, a person cannot progress in bhakti. This nectarian pastime and nectarian life and renunciation of it, may he be merciful on us that we may also get some of the renunciation and the way he performed by us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. English Muni Maharaj.
Krishnaya Krishna Vartaya Tad Vartaya Namo Vansa Kalvataru Vesha Kripa Shindhu Yadeva Chav Patijanam Pavanyu Vaishna Vindhu Namo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama It has offered my humble respect to the unto the lotus feet of the Gurudev, and then all the Vaishnavas and the Vaishnavis at the Gurudev. So today, in observing the auspicious, it happens the of the Gurudev and the Maharaj, which has heard from different, very advanced, qualified devotees, the glorified oppressive, transcendental life and teaching. We know, in sentence that down to the Krishna, after the person I pass to the impure soldiers, I want them intelligent, by measuring knowledge, we can perceive such a personal life goes into the Bhagavad Maharaj. It's very, very advanced. But, if we see the relationship of Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Sosha Thakur, we can understand something about him. How Bhakti Siddhanta Sosha Thakur, Prabhupada was very, very advanced, very qualified. Even was joined in all creatures. But how he approached as a disciple, like the discipleship of both Chalabhavan Maharaj. The Lord Chalabhavan Maharaj apparently after that he was illiterate, he had no so much knowledge or scripture. But really, he only behaved externally, Jesus. But really he was Paramahansa Mahabhagavat, fully situated in that platform. Only Prabhupada could recognize, he explained this to the Bhagavan was explaining. But how, when Prabhupada saw both into the Bhagavad Maharaj, telling that all my ego of knowledge and future all eclipsed by his love. Such a qualified guru, in his Brahman to express that, Namo Guru Saraya Sakshat Vairagya Mudray, Vipra Lampa Rasamudhe Padam Pujaya Se Namo. Namo Guru Saraya Sakshat Vairagya Mudray, you are the embodiment of Vairagya. Vairagya means renunciation. The two types of renunciation we know. One is Pallu Vairagya and one is Chukta Vairagya. Pallu Vairagya is Pravanti Vairagya Harisamani Vastra. Mokhi paritya or vairagya follow method. This follow the vairagya for renunciation. They think that, oh, everything is false, we should give up this and fully renounce everything. But really, the real vairagya is yukta vairagya. Yukta vairagya means, you see everything in relationship with Krishna. That Nirvanta Krishna Samandai, Anasakta Sadhisaram, Dathara Vapadhisa, Nirvanta Krishna Samandai, Yukta Vairagya. Like it, Gaurasudhakar Maharaj was not like Paul in our state. How one he approached, came nicely well dressed, came to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Used to hear parables from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He considered Bhaktivinoda Thakur to be the associate of Gaurang Mahaprabhu. So there are things who are very transcendental. So when this Gaurasudhakar Maharaj then came, and Bhaktivinoda asked Gaurang Maharaj, why you face to occupation like this? Very wealthy dress, rich man dress. He told that nowadays, this dress, power dress, became very cheap. For many, they wear this dress and they do so many nonsense things. They are the rich, they are only rich, they are relationships, and these so many overthinks. I will do, he separate from them. So how he started by speaking? The real vairagya is very, very rare, very, very hard. After Prabhupada himself, we see that Gaurasudhakar Maharaj instructed Prabhupada that he should not go to Karnataka, very, very place of materialists. Apparently told them that. But Prabhupada established his mark in Bhagavata, very big mark. So how it seems to be contradictory in his teaching, but not. Actually, Prabhupada understood the real teachings of Guru, at least the heart of his life, they understand. We cannot understand these things. Like if you are the real vairagya. Another meaning of vairagya means we say Rav. Yes, the Rav means attachment. Yes, it attachment to the divine couple Ravan Krishna. How we perform bhajan in Ravana Kund, in Surya Kund, is not dependent on eating, sleeping, like the Goswami. Hey Rav, if the lady is the life and a non-dasana Buddha, Sri Govardhana Kalpa Parapada Vekharin Nibandhe Buddha, Gosa Nintavati, Dharmata Khede Mahabhishwari, Vandhi Rupa Sanatana Rahu Jago, Sri Jiva Gopalako. But Sri Vajana and Goswami, always day and night, crying and crying, always active in chanting. No, it is sleeping, eating. It's the heart of the heart of the Vishnu. Completely given to eating, sleeping and everything. Fully absurd. If he feels to eat something, he can take any more or anything available. Not that he needs nice prasad. He sometimes determines coming, oh, I should taste sweet rice, the opulent feast. He should take neem leaves and put in his mouth. Oh, now you want to taste? Okay, this is the test. Like this, how he taught us how to control his senses. Actually, most of us, we think that really is vairagya is very cheap, is very, very difficult. As Krishna telling Bhagavad Gita, Karmendriyani Sanjan Vajra Asya Manasa Smaran Indriya Asya Vimura Asya Vishya Chara Kurja. Apparently we are controlling conference senses, but the mind is contemplating always on sense objects. So we are really pretenders, cannot be real vairagya. If we install Guru and Vaishnava, Guru they wholeheartedly, maybe this renunciation will appear in heart. And without renunciation, nobody can do this bhajan. Like Gaurasudhakar Maharaj has taught that, this is very, very essential. The bhakti we are practicing, how we know that renunciation will appear? Bhaktar Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Mahesham, Janeti Asu Vairagya, Jnananda the Pahitra. It is pure intellectual call. What to do, how to perform bhajan, which to give up, which to accept everything. Like Prabhupada Bhakti Sanatana Guru, how he taught the Yukta Vairagya, this was the essence of the teaching of Gaurakrishna Swami Maharaj. And so many speakers already told, so many pastimes, so just this much I speak and offer my most final kind of the speech. They want to be merciful so that I can enter into the bhajan.
Yeah.
just now, different speakers.
Gaurakshadasavaji Maharaj, renunciation, and little number of Sambhude, we discussed, so many speakers presented their views and offered their Pushpanjali. I, from all of you, say and offer Pushpanjali at the lotus feet of Gaurakshadasavaji from all of your side. That may he be merciful on us. He may be kind to us and teach us his Vairagya and the way he has with the Mahal Bhakti that also the entry of our hearts also.
On behalf of all, I'm giving Pushpanjali and the lotus feet of